Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Please recite after me. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we try and discuss verses of the Holy Quran, and we try to learn lessons, and we try and reflect upon them. Be with us from the start to learn the immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning from today's episode. Today, we'll be talking about wisdom behind the zakah. Ask your family members. They can come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program with all good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah always reminds us to make good intentions. I make this intention, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Let's listen first the verse of the Holy Quran we're going to discuss. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa aqimus salata wa atuz zakah. And establish the prayer, give zakat. Respected viewers, zakah is one of the fundamental pillars of Islam. This is obligatory upon a person who is sahib-e-nisab, who reaches to a certain threshold according to Islamic teachings, and then he has to pay 2.5% if all the conditions are met. He has to pay that much amount from his maal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in fact for the needy. Those they are deserving, they benefit from that wealth. There are various forms of worship in Islam. Salah, zakah, hajj, fasting, and various other forms of worships are there. And each and every worship, it has a wisdom behind that. And ulama have mentioned various pearls of wisdom regarding zakah. This is what we need to discuss today. The very first hikmat or wisdom which ulama have mentioned is that it is the prerequisite of tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How this is, let's find out. When a person recites shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. A person, when he recites shahada, he testifies the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, it is a prerequisite of tawheed that a person does not love anyone more than his beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom he believes as his ma'bud, the one who is worshipped. One of the prerequisites of true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that you don't love anyone else more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because love does not accept partnership. It is not possible that a person, he has two beloveds of the same status or equality or level. Perfect beloved to whom one loves from the bottom of his or her heart is only one. Just for an understanding, we are learning this as an example. So for a perfect love, how you judge this love is with utmost sincerity and has reached to its perfection. So how do you judge that? By comparing the love with others. For example, if we claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we would see that those things whom we love also, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Are we ready to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? This is a yardstick. How much passion do we have? What can we sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because maal, wealth is also some commodity or something, isn't it? So a person also loves his wealth, his maal. He also loves his friends. But because of the love of wealth, a person sometimes leaves, abandons, cut ties with his relatives, with his friends. And what does it happen? It happens because of the love of the maal or love of that dunya. A person, he does not understand and even forgets the love of friends and relatives. And this is the reason that people love dunya, and that's why they hate death. Because they've got love of this dunya in their heart. Hence, if you would like to know that how much love you have for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have to judge that how many times you are ready to sacrifice and what can you sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asks us to spend our wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very dear to us, we should be ready to do that. When we fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are ready to give our life for the sake of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, because this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that demands that even if it is our life, we should be ready to sacrifice. That's how one is tested. As far as spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, some Kamileen, they have said that for the Awam, it is 2.5% to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas for us, it is wajib and necessary to spend all of our wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 100% to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the maqam and status of Kamileen. Allahu Akbar. This is why Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar, Afdalul Bashar, Ba'd al Anbiya, Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, he sacrificed all of his maal, 100% whatever he had, he gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was his love to that level. Allahu Akbar. And Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an, he also spent half of his wealth in the path of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And many Sahaba Ikram, Allahu Akbar, they were ready to sacrifice anything at any time it was needed. Second wisdom which ulama have mentioned in books regarding the wisdom behind zakah is that it is a cure for stinginess, miserliness, bukhl. When you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that removes bukhl from your heart, stinginess, miserliness. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said, there are three things that destroy. Number one, that miserliness which is obeyed. Number two, that wish which is followed. And number three, self-liking. An insan when he likes himself. And there is so much detail on that subject also. But right now we're talking about bukhl, this miserliness, being stingy, not spending where it is necessary to spend. And how can we get rid of this? When we start giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is only possible to get the cure from this disease is that we try and scold our nafs. We start giving more and more in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even our nafs doesn't want us to spend. We should even give them until we get our habit to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of zakat is to purify. According to this meaning, a person, he gets purified from this disease of bukhl, miserliness, when he spends and gives zakat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sadaqat, khairat, charity. For whom? For Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now what happens? He gets purification. It purifies his heart from this disease, this filth of bukhl, miserliness. The heart of Kamileen and Salihin, the pious ones, those they are close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they spend in the path of Allah, their heart becomes more happier. That was the case that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's face will be more joyful, happy, when he would give others. when he would spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Wah kya jood o karam hai, shahe bataha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. No is not heard from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Aka Kareem alayhi salatu salam becomes more happier when he alayhi salatu salam grants gifts from the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aata hai faqeeron pe unhein pyaar kuch aisa, khud bheek dein aur khud kahe mangta ka bhala ho. Allahu Akbar. Aka alayhi salatu salam would love to give to the needy, to the beggar, to the people. They would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to ask. Normally, a beggar, when he goes and begs, he gives dua, isn't it? When he receives some money or any favor, then he starts giving dua. But the case of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, khud bheek dein aur khud kahein mangta ka bhala. He alayhi salatu wasalam gives, not only gives, but also gives dua to Subhanallah, subhanallah. The third wisdom which ulama have mentioned is paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he pays shukr because this is an in'am, reward. It is a blessing from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many less fortunate. They don't have money to even provide for food or eat or drink clean water. They can't eat 2 meals a day or 3 meals a day. Some they can't even find 1 meal a day. Allahu Akbar. If Allah has granted us, Allah has given us smart, it is a blessing from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we give zakat, when we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sadaqat, khairat, charity, when we spend what it is. In other words, this is a practical form of paying gratitude and shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have made me from those who give others, who help others, who support others, who assist others, who spend on others. You have given me the maal. This maal is not mine. It has been given by you. On top of that, you have given me the ability to spend in your path. And the person pays shukr by giving the portion of his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's learn a few adab, etiquette of giving zakat. What intentions? How should we behave when we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Person should keep pearls of wisdom which we have just learned in mind when he is giving in the path of Allah. And he should always do accountability of his nafs. And he should ask, do I become happy when I give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or I become sad? What is my feeling? What is my condition? When I spend in the path of my beloved, do I become happy? More happier? Or I've got more love for this maal? This is the question. This is litmus test. This is what we should do. We should check. What is our condition? What is our feeling when we spend? Is it easier for me to spend? Or is it very hard? Is it a sign of bukhl and miserliness? Am I being miser not spending where it is necessary to spend? This is something we need to keep on asking from our nafs, from ourselves. And we should check whether I become happy and I pay shukr in the court of Allah. That Ya Allah, you have given me and you have given me the ability to spend and I become happy. You should check this. And when the time comes after 1 year is spent upon being one as sahib-e-nisab, and zakah becomes fard on that particular day, that time, that minute, that second precision. Once that is there, being sahib-e-nisab, 1 year has passed, now he has to pay. He should not delay. He should have tendency to give quickly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should give quickly to the needy so that they can also benefit without any delay from the maal, which is actually their maal. Yes, the maal, which is the wealth, the portion which we have to give to the needy. That is not our wealth, that is their wealth. So we should not delay in giving them. And further, If he finds that if I give in front of others and there's an element of riya, there's an element of ostentation, showing off, so he should avoid it and rather give secretly. And if he thinks that if I give openly and people will get motivated, encouraged to also give, then he should give openly. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Actions are based upon our intentions. And one should not mention his favor if done upon others. That's very important. One should not cause harm by keep on mentioning. Like people say, don't you remember I favored you? I helped you, I assisted you when you were in need. Without any valid reason, they keep on mentioning the ihsan, the favor they've done. It's not desired by Islam. One shouldn't do that. You did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you keep on mentioning it again and again without any valid reason? And then some people also cause harm and they taunt the person who they favored. You were poor, I helped you in your poverty, and they pressurize others like this. No, don't cause harm and don't mention the favors you've done upon someone. And when one gives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how much he gives, he should always, always think, it is nothing I have given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khudai ahkamul hakimin, malikul mulk. His court is very big. But in case if you think, I've given so much, I've given millions, I've given in billions, I've given so much charity, I give so much, like this, Allahu Akbar. So what will happen? The self-lacking will start developing. This is not desired by Islam. And when you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always give your pure wealth, pak wealth, halal wealth, not haram, because haram, filthy mal wealth is not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only likes pak, tayyib, and pure wealth, mal. If someone gives haram mal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something which has been accumulated or earned through haram means, so what will happen? That is mardood and rejected. It is against the manners of the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give a king of the kings something which is filthy and faulty. No, we should not do that. Another adab is one should search for right people. Needy people, deserving people, and among them who are ulama, sulaha, pious ones, so that this mal can help them to become more pious, so that this mal can help them to learn more religion of the Islam, Quran, Hadith, they can spread more. And there are certain people who are very, very simple and shy. They don't mention their needs. We should search them and then give our mal, so that can help those people, not the professional beggars keep on asking, even they are not deserving. This is very important. And the most deserving of your zakat, you should know their masarif. Who are they? Your close relatives. They've got their haq first, their right first, and whatever you end up saving, and even some of the portion of your zakat is left after giving to your closed ones. Don't forget your beloved Dawat Islami, who is serving the religion of Quran and Hadith across the globe. Alhamdulillah. In Ramadan, when you calculate your zakah, don't forget your beloved Dawat Islami also. So that we can better serve the religion of Deen Islam, better serve Quran, and better serve the teachings of Islam to spread across the globe, because that is done through your generous donations. Always remember your beloved Dawat Islami in your sadaqat, in your charity, in your zakah. Especially in Ramadan, people, they have got mindset to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember your beloved Dawat Islam. Inshallah, with these etiquettes, when you will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huge amount of reward will be waiting for you, inshallah. Rizā of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, right? What a great blessing it is to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This mal is not ours. Allah has granted us. Then He gives us ability to spend in His path. Then on top of that, He rewards us, returns us back in this dunya, not only in this dunya. Inshallah, in Qabr we will get the benefit on the day of judgment will get the benefit of our sadaqah, inshallah, inshallah. So never hesitate to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always become happy and spend. That's all for today, inshallah. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Qur'an, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.